Introductory Notes, The River That Ran Uphill, presented by Slingsby and the Adelaide Festival 2023. In 2015, Cyclone Pam ravaged the South Pacific. Edgell Jr., a Ni Vanuatu man from Pentecost Island and member of Slingsby's Flying Squad Ensemble, experienced and survived Cyclone Pam and its aftermath. Based on his lived experience, this moving production emphasises the real importance of community cooperation and resilience. The audio describers are Carol Wellman-Kelly and Jules Fielke. Set description. The Space Theatre is arranged at a traditional proscenium theatre with one bank of seats in 8-tiered rows in front of the stage. The playing space is open, so the 4 lighting trees, 2 on either side, a props table on our left and a computer on a road case to our right are clearly visible. The backdrop is a large blue plastic tarpaulin stretched across the rear of the space. In front stands another darker blue tarp, 3 metres high by 6 metres wide, attached to a freestanding frame. A straw broom hangs on the side of the frame on our left. A smaller blue tarp, approximately 2.5 metres square, lies spread out on the floor in front. This is the main playing space, approximately 6 metres square, at floor level. On top of the tarp are 2 more tarps scrunched up with green and yellow blobs of fabric scattered on top, like a symbolic sea of islands. This tarp later becomes the rolling ocean waves, the rising river, and a projection screen. A brown traditional string bag called a billum also rests amongst the items. Across the front of the space is a series of 3 lights on revolving stands called movers. These have strips of LED lights between them along the floor pointed at the stage. On the props table, which is covered in a floral cloth, sit cylindrical watertight tubs. These have fluorescent lights inside, so they glow at times. A number of similar tubs are scattered around the space in different sizes. These also become seats later in the play. Another prop includes 2 plastic milk crates, a white sheet, which turns into a projection screen, a framed piece of clear plastic with island blobs painted on, and 3 sheets of corrugated iron, 1 metre long by 0.5 metre wide, which transform into the wall of Edgell's mum's house, Edgell's ghetto, the roof, and then the doors of the village theatre. Throughout the play, shadow puppetry is used to show objects, the village, or people and family. In one scene, a glass rectangular box, like a fish tank, appears with miniature household furniture inside. The performers create sound effects of the storm into a freestanding microphone. They become the characters of our story, as well as creating the scenes by physicalising aspects of the story. For example, connecting to become a boat. The performers also trigger the lights from the computer on our right, and trigger the change of sound or music via a small console on a stand at the front of the space near us. Characters and costumes. The actors wear white t-shirts under overalls or dungarees that have a round cloth badge stitched on with Slingsby Flying Squad written on it. The central image on the badge depicts a pair of spinning seed pods open like wings. Edgell has black, very tightly curled hair, which surrounds his head and blends into his black sideburns, beard and moustache. He has dark eyes, a wide nose, and brilliantly white teeth. His bib and brace overalls are brown over a white t-shirt. He wears high-side white sneakers with chunky white soles. This is Edgell's story, and in the opening scenes, he wears an additional black hoodie that has ever written on one shoulder and last written on the other in large white block letters. Alexis is a Biri Gaba Waka Waka South Sea Islander woman. Her long, voluminous hair is streaked with grey and twisted up into a clip. She wears a black scarf around her neck and the trademark Flying Squad overalls buttoned to the waist and turned up slightly at the ankle with khaki-coloured boots. Around her waist hangs a small brown saddlebag on a belt. Delia has long curly brunette hair that she wears up in a bun. She has large eyes and an open, smiling face. Her overalls are brown, a long-sleeved version, rolled up to the elbows, and at the ankles, rolled up to reveal tan work boots. Jennifer has long, straight brunette hair pulled back in a ponytail. Her dark eyes are framed by sculpted eyebrows on her youthful, smooth face, and she wears small gold earrings. Jen wears the bib and brace flying squat overalls also, with white ankle socks and sand shoes. Finally, Josh, a Larrakia, Wadaman, Karajira, Gulijan man, has short, glossy black hair parted on one side. He has a hint of a beard on his broad, expressive face. His sleeveless Kingji-style work overalls are tan fawn colour, and he wears black canvas shoes. Creatives. The cast, playing themselves, include Edgel Jr., Alexis West, Delia Olam, Joshua Campton, and Jennifer Stephanidis. Production credits. The director is Andy Packer. Assistant director, Clara Solly Slade. Writers and devisors, Alexis West, Delia Olam, Edgel Jr., Eleni Karagiannidis, Jennifer Stephanidis, and Joshua Campton. Choreographer, Kenneth Johnson. Composer, Quincy Grant. Designer, Slingsby's Flying Squad and Wendy Todd. Lighting designer, Darian Tregenza. Lighting and AV realizer, Mark Oakley. Costume designer, Meg Wilson. Poster designer, Andy Ellis. Education resources, Deanne Bullen. Event details. The Audio Describe performance is on Monday, the 25th of March at 10 a.m. A receiver and earpiece will be provided for you to use to hear the audio description during the performance. A pre-show introduction to the set, characters and costumes will be read live 15 minutes prior to the commencement of the performance. Please arrive 30 minutes before the start of the show to collect your headsets from the describers at the venue and listen to the audio introduction. Location. The production takes place in the Space Theatre at the Festival Centre. It is 50 minutes duration and is recommended for ages 8 and up. Includes theatrical haze, loud noises and strobe effects. Access information. Please contact the venue for further details on the best access route to the complex. Assistance is offered by venue staff once you've arrived. This is the end of this audio introduction.